knows which movies make you laugh and which ones make you cry. If you love films, then Dean's your guy. So grab yourself some popcorn. He will not talk about hard points.
Uh-oh.
What's wrong?
Well, Dean is on the phone with us today, and you know what happens with me and phones.
Your record has not been good with phones today. Dean, are you there?
I heard that it's technical pandemonium there today.
It is.
It's chaos. It's an apocalypse.
Yes.
It's pretty much my fault. It all started with me, so I don't know why, but hopefully I won't hang up on you like I did a caller earlier.
Some days that happens. Get hung up on, you get hung up on. Big deal.
Yep. Life goes on.
If I had any you-know-whats, I would have just hung up on you when you said that, Dean.
Don't.
That would have been funny, though.
Yeah, I'm too nice.
Dean, can you elaborate on a story you talked about with Steve Cochran earlier today? There's a one-man show that will be touring the country. We think Chicago, but we don't know for sure, and it's with Hugh Jackman. What can you tell us?
We can tell you that he's supposed to be making an announcement on his Instagram account a little bit later on today with more details on this. When I talked to him about a month ago about his movie, The Front Runner, that's out right now, the political drama, I asked him, are we going to be seeing more song and dance? And he said that he had an announcement soon, and that if you were a fan of The Greatest Showman, that you probably were going to be pleased with this. But from what I'm hearing about this, it's going to be sort of an evening with Hugh Jackman, not just The Greatest Showman, but kind of his greatest hits of some of the musicals that he's been in, both on stage and on film.
Yeah.
For example, supposedly there will be a little bit of Les Mis in this. There will be some Boy from Oz, for which he won a Tony Award. There'll be some Oklahoma, Where the Wind Comes Whipping Down the Plain. Oh. I don't know if you're familiar with that or not.
Yeah, sure.
He did that on Broadway, and some Greatest Showman from the movie that came out last year as well. So really, that's all we know right now. It's just sources close to him talking about all this, very likely to be announced later on today. We know, but obviously, it's going to be in New York because that's where he's based all of his live shows.
Yeah.
But this show is supposed to be going on the road, not only here in the U.S., but in countries in Europe as well. I imagine that means London for sure, in the West End. But I can't imagine that they would do a tour of the United States and not stop
in
Chicago.
He is, would you agree with me? He's limitlessly talented, isn't he? He can do pretty much anything he wants.
I absolutely would agree with that. He's great in musical. He's fantastic on live stage, but he's great in musical motion pictures and comedy, action movies as, you know, Wolverine.
Mm-hmm. When did we first see him? When
was,
like, his first role?
Think about that.
He's always been around, I think. Always. Since the beginning of time.
Those Australians are timeless. they're timeless.
They are.
I'd have to go back, I guess. I don't know if it was... I'm sure I was aware of him way before X-Men.
It's a long time ago. He was supposed to play the Tin Woodsman, but he was allergic to the makeup, Dean. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah. It's a long 1940s. Yep.
He's holding up very, very well.
I have to say, you know, last year he was in The Greatest Showman, and I wasn't in any hurry to see it. I watched it one night, and it blew me away. I couldn't believe how great it was, how great he was in it. The music was, everything was good about it. I just loved it.
Yeah, you know what? This is kind of interesting because when I first saw The Greatest Showman, I didn't care for it that much. I don't know why. I think, you know, really, I think critics, just like anybody else, sometimes you go into a movie and you're tired or you're in a bad mood or, you know, you're bringing some baggage in with you, sometimes good and sometimes not.
Yeah.
Because I went back and watched The Greatest Showman again. And I thought it was delightful.
Yeah.
I really liked it. So, you know, that just goes to show that the reviews that I give you are, you know, really not worth a bag of peanuts.
You know who surprised me? Zac Efron, who I never expected to say this about in a movie, but I go, wow, was he good in it? Everybody was good in it.
He was really good in it. You mean because of the singing and dancing or just dramatic range?
At both. They got everything working in that movie. I was really surprised by how good it was.
Yeah, see, I was not surprised by the dramatic chops, nor the musical chops of Zac Efron, because, as you know, I was regional vice president of the High School Musical Fan Club.
I always forget that. Right. And that's still going, right, Dean? That hasn't stopped,
has it? Oh, are you kidding me?
Stronger than ever.
We High School Musical Forever is the tattoo that I have in an unmentionable place.
Oh, boy.
Dean Richards is here. You know him from the High School Musical Fan Club. He'll tell you what movies are coming out this weekend. Stick around. More of us in just a minute. Still left. It's Wendy Snyder. Our guest is Dean Richards, one of America's favorite movie reviewers. Dean, it was so much fun to watch you doing Family Classics the other day.
Oh, thanks.
It really was.
That's so fun. We have what's left of the original Family Classics set that Fraser Thomas used on WGN television for years. But, you know, to stand with the iconic giant armchair that he stood in the bookshelves and the Family Classic, the original Family Classic books that are up on the shelf, and, you know, to be able to add some new titles to that now is, it's beyond an honor for me to, you know, be able to do that, you know, and say the words, and, you know, and now, if you're quite ready, let us begin the way Fraser Thomas does. I get goosebumps right now. I'm freaking out
yourself.
The lady sitting next to me at the airport right now.
The box office.
She just asked for a new seat on the plane. She just wanted to sit near me.
The box office had huge success over the Thanksgiving weekend, broke some records. What's going on? I know it was Ralph Breaks the Internet was one of the reasons, but why did so many people go out to the movies over Thanksgiving?
It's just, I think it's just a particularly good time for movies. I don't know, maybe people like me are looking for reasons to get away from their families.
Maybe.
And it was cold, there wasn't much to do, so sitting in a nice warm movie theater with popcorn would be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, here in Chicago, that's certainly the case. And, in other places in the country, the weather was a factor as well. But, you know, when you have films, the two biggest box office movies this weekend were Ralph Breaks the Internet. I think it was $86 million. I don't have the numbers in front of me. But it was the second biggest Disney debut for a holiday weekend ever. Frozen was the number one movie debuting for a Thanksgiving weekend. And Creed 2 was, the other big one. It took in like $55 million, $57, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And both of these are, pretty much the whole family can go see both of these movies. So that's really what it boils down to. I think that, the studios very strategically placed films that are movies that the whole family can go and see. That's certainly the case with Ralph Breaks the Internet. It's, super family friendly.
My boys loved that. They came back and said, Mom, Dad, you guys got to go see it.
I loved it. It's really clever. It's a wonderful spoofing of pop culture and the Internet in particular. It bothered me. My only negative is that it bothered me a little bit with so much product placement in the movie. I don't know if it was technically, paid for product placement by YouTube and Fandango and eBay and all the Internet apps and sites that we go to all the time. But they sure were free commercials for them for a significantly young audience. And like blatant plugging for the Disney product, which is the home company of this movie. If they can't plug their own company,
right.
Why bother? But it just bothered me that in a children's entertainment movie that there was all that commercialism that was going on. But it was funny. It was funny. It was very clever. It was a great spoofing. Loved it a lot. And to me, you can't go wrong with the Rocky franchise. I've been saying that even the bad Rocky movies I've enjoyed, because it's just so familiar. It's like visiting with an old friend. I think that's part of it. And The Grinch is out now, and The Star is Born is out right now, and Bohemian Rhapsody is out right now. there are a lot of really good movies that are entertaining movies, I should say, at least pretty much for the whole family. Not sure A Star Is Born and Bohemian Rhapsody is something for the whole family, but you know, there's certainly ones that adults are lining up to go and see. And the next couple of weeks, it's going to be there's going to be even more of that, with Aquaman is going to be opening with Jason Momoa starring as the DC Comics hero. I'm at the airport right now because I'm headed to New York to interview Lin-Manuel Miranda and Emily Blunt for the new Mary Poppins movie that is expected to be, you know, one of the huge movies for the, you know, the Christmas holiday. And Steve Carell's got a new movie, and Julia Roberts has got a new movie. So there's tons of stuff over the next, you know, week or so that'll slowly be laid out. So expect that trend of huge box office numbers to continue.
Good. That's exciting news. That's very good news. All right, let's take a look at this weekend. The biggest movie to come out is this movie, The Favorite. That's an Emma Stone movie. You've seen it. What do you think?
Yeah, it's right now it's got all the Oscar buzz right now. Whatever A Star Is Born doesn't have, The Favorite does have. It's Emma Stone, it's Rachel Weisz, and Olivia Colman. It's a period piece movie set in 18th century England that's centered around the life of Queen Anne, who is a bit of a nut, a little bit crazy, more than eccentric, who had bizarre explosions of personality. This movie is unlike any period piece movie that you've ever seen before. It looks like it, it sounds like it, but once you get into the thick of this movie, it has a very 2018 feel to it, complete with language, complete with more than sexual tension, with extremely witty, very contemporary style humor. Oh.
They're calling out bingo numbers in the background.
Is where the unloading.
One of you need to go to the white courtesy phone immediately.
All right. That's fine.
I believe, if they even still do that. But this movie is so well written and hilariously put together. Emma Stone is amazing. Rachel Weisz is amazing. Olivia Colman as Queen Anne is amazing. One great performance after another. This one has Oscar written all over it. I gave it Dean's List A. Really, really liked it.
That's excellent. I know a lot of people have an aversion. They see 18th century characters and storylines, and they say that. But sometimes,
Wendy,
you'd be surprised.
You would like this one. Yeah,
really?
This is not like any period piece movie. It does not take itself seriously whatsoever. It does in telling the story. It's a power struggle of, you know, who is... Rachel Weisz is the right-hand woman of Queen Anne, and the Emma Stone character is a young servant, and they're vying for the attention of Queen Anne's affection and favor. So it's... Wow, did you hear that name?
No, why was it?
For Mr. Toba Kalawa.
Oh, is he there? Put him on.
Just struck me funny. It's irreverent and edgy, and I think if you like me, I went into this going, oh, period piece movie, I'll be asleep in 10 minutes. not at all. I thoroughly enjoyed this. Big old Dean's List Day on this one.
Outstanding.
The only other new movie for this weekend is called The Possession of Hannah Grace. It's the story of a cadaver which may be possessed. This is all action that takes place in a morgue at night. They did not screen this for the critics ahead of time. I don't know why, because just by that description, it also has Oscar written all over it as well.
One of those fun Christmas movies we look forward to all year.
Right. This is going to be the new Home Alone.
Dean, travel safely.
Home Alone in a morgue. I'm so sorry about the announcement.
No, that's okay. Glad to talk to you. Have a safe trip, and we'll talk when you get back.
Have a good weekend.
All right, that's Dean Richards. We'll come back and find out what Steve has on the Wintrust Business Lunch. That's coming up next. It's
and
Wendy.
The stories that matter with Eric Rung from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.